This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management.
Welcome to Your Valuable Home, the show that's about education for homeowners and residential real estate investors, because educated buyers make smart choices on home purchases and improvements. I'm contractor Kevin Kennedy, host of Your Valuable Home.
Hi, and I'm Ron Nubb, producer, co-host, and homeowner advocate. If you're a homeowner or have investment real estate, we've got your back.
You'll learn how to choose a contractor, get and compare estimates, check quality construction, and avoid huge upfront payments. We'll share home improvement trends, projects in the works, and homeowner horror stories.
We interview experts from across the country about everything from new building products, homeowners insurance, leveraging home equity, what's hot in real estate, which products make for an unhealthy home, and more.
Your Value of Home airs Sundays at 6 p.m. thanks to Tom Adams Windows and Carpets, with four locations in Churchville, Southampton and Doylestown, and Whitehall in the Lehigh Valley.
Tom Adams is the friendly, family-owned place known for award-winning installation and customer service and a wide selection of windows, doors, flooring, siding, and much more. Tom Adams has been satisfying customers throughout the region for 64 years. Okay, Kev, what time is it?
Time to start the show.
You got it.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
A radio.com station. Now, from the Malamud & Associates Law Studios.
Welcome home to Your Valuable Home with Kevin Kennedy and Ron Milk. Presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you own a home, show's for you. If you own rental real estate, the show's for you. Get educated from the pros. They have your back when it comes to improving your real estate. Is your valuable home your valuable home?
And now it's time for the replay, Ron. And I know we had Ryan on the phone earlier of last week. Yep. Talking about his whole house at the 25-year project he's working on right now.
25-year project. beautiful little old stone house in Carversville.
So I know Ryan's back on the phone from last week with Brad, the one who built his cabinets. So we're going to talk a little bit more about kitchen cabinets and what's going to be going into Ryan's new home.
Yeah, as I walked through, I did a little walk through the house last weekend, and I noticed all the cabinets stacked up in, where was that, the living room?
Correct.
The living room, okay. And they look
great.
That was
the dining room. That was the dining room.
That was the dining room. Okay, all right. So you made cabinets, custom cabinets for the whole house, is that correct?
Just the kitchen so far.
Just, but you're going to go further than that?
We'll see.
Okay, all right, good. So describe them, what are they made of, and your company designed them, right, Brad, and built them?
I believe actually Sarah Ryan and Linny Hanisch did the layout and the design.
Ah.
And then we engineered them to our fabrication standards and delivered them. They are maple. It's what we would call a 3/4-inch maple plywood carcass, a veneer core, with solid maple face frames and doors. And it's a painted finish. We use maple. It's a good hardwood that takes paint well whenever someone's specifying a painted finish.
Now, Brad, are you seeing more today than like the last maybe 5-6 years? People are going with more of the painted and getting out of that wood stain look?
It changes. I think right now the popular woods are walnut and white oak. A lot of kitchens are white these days. So, I mean, it really, I do about 50-50 still.
50-50. Okay.
Even what you said, white oak? I haven't seen one of them in years.
White oak and walnut are probably the two most popular Appalachian hardwoods.
I guess they like that darker color, that little bit richer color, the veining of the... Ron's looking at me. He's like, what is white oak? It's not white, Ron. It's a darker, more robust finish of one of the oaks.
I got that. Is it more expensive than other woods or what?
No, they're actually... So the Appalachian hardwoods are all in a similar price range. I think in the non-custom kitchens, you'll see a lot of maple cabinets, and they'll be stained to whatever color people would like. Though in a lot of the projects we do, we're doing more of a natural finish, so you're playing with the grain and the natural tones of the wood. And I believe that white oak and walnut just happen to be, you know, the current trends. I would say if you go back about 10 years, it was maple with a clear and cherry, which is extremely common. I haven't had a piece of cherry run through my shop in about 5 or 6 years, and I don't know why. And all of those woods, depending on supply and demand, are plus or minus, you know, a dollar or two per board foot.
That's not much. How about knotty alder or alder? Have you been using that at all?
We do use knotty alder. I haven't used it much in the past 10 years. It's more of a southwestern wood. It's whatever the client really wants.
So when it's coming to, like, say, Ryan's finish, you got to finish like that. Like, Ryan, here I ask you a question. Your finish that you put on, the color that you chose, could you explain the color? And are you looking at future with that? Something that you're saying, hey, I like it now, but I'm definitely going to like it in 10 years also?
Yeah, how does that work with the rest of the house, the color scheme for the rest of the house?
It's its own. The rest of the colors in the house are pretty decadent. This is a real neutral tone. That's the safe way to preserve the future and not hate your design choice. My wife, Sarah, chose the color, and it's just super neutral. It's an off-white beige, and it complements everything. And it does avoid that pitfall of getting a little excited about a bold statement.
Now, with the color cabinets that you put in, did you go with natural colored floors, or are you doing something different?
The floors are gorgeous in this house.
Yeah, the floors came out great. It's a white pine, an old white pine, and I found some reclaimed stuff to redo the kitchen, and it matched up really well with the rest of the house, and we just did a basic oil flat poly on it.
And that's going to, I mean, with those cabinets in there, that's really going to pop, right?
Yeah, they'll complement each other really well.
Do you have stainless appliances going in there? What are they?
They're paneled.
Uh-huh.
The stove is stainless, unfortunately. I almost bought a ridiculous stove, but it was out of the budget. But so the stove is stainless.
The stove is stainless. Okay.
But the fridge and dishwasher are paneled.
Paneled, okay.
Now, with the cabinets that you're putting in, what about the countertop? How are you going to accent the color of the cabinets at the countertop?
We didn't buy it yet. We were thinking to just do a Danby marble, which you can kind of get in some tones like that.
Yes,
that's a grayer style, but there's I think it's called Imperial that has a little bit more of a beige in the veins.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to select that still.
Kevin and I were talking about this on the way into the studio today. Brad, how are you going to hang those cabinets? Because you've got old plaster walls there, so you've got lath and you've got 2x4s. You really don't know the condition of the 2x4s. How's that going to happen?
Well, the 2x4s are usually pretty sound. And on old walls, because of oftentimes they're not level and square, we would put what we call a cleat onto the wall and then a cleat on the back of the cabinet that they hang off of. And that allows us to, we shim the cleats out off the wall. And then when you have there's a bottom panel and end panels on the cabinets that return to the wall to hide the space that you created off the wall.
So they will be totally secure then?
Oh, yes.
All right. Here's a question for both of you. Were there cabinets in the house before you started your demo to get to where you are?
Yes.
Were they shaker?
Yes.
Aha. So you matched the style. Was that in Carversville? I know Carversville is pretty strict with the outside of homes. Are they strict on the inside, too? Do you have to replicate things?
On the interior, the state of the hysterical society may not enter.
Aha. But the outside, they do?
Yes. You have to pass their board and their decisions on getting approved on the appropriateness of your change or keeping it in kind, which they've been really great working with, actually, keeping things in kind. But that's been our whole approach, is keep it in kind.
So do they approve in steps? Do they approve as you go through your steps, or do they approve all at one time at the end?
Well, for the exterior stuff, it's you made an application for replacement in kind, and that was one approval and done. You're trying to make a change, and there's steps to it.
You generally have to get the approval prior to the permit being issued.
Okay. All right, good. Yeah, because I know they're pretty
strict. They
make
it a part of the permitting process, yes.
They're pretty strict. It's like Washington Crossing. I've never done an old house in Washington Crossing, but I can imagine it's probably pretty much the same, Washington Crossing, where I live.
Yeah, I don't like doing old homes, so you're asking the wrong person with me. But when it comes to the older homes, because it's so much more work for contractors to do, it's a different animal. That's why I said with Ryan trying to find the right contractor to come in. And then, Brad, I do have one question for you with the cabinets. Have you been doing a lot more of the inset cabinets?
Actually, we've gone to doing more of the European-style cabinets with what we call pilaster construction. However, when we're doing a traditional home like the one that Ryan's in there, we generally will do it with an inset cabinet.
It's a neat look for a lot of our listeners.
Oh, these are very neat, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not where the cabinet is overlaying the face frame. The cabinet door is flush and inside the face frame.
Correct. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it just gives you a different, it's more of a classic look, but those are the style. I mean, that's what I had in my old farmhouse in Plumsteadville. I left the original cabinets based on that it was an inset cabinet that was made out of oak. So I just milled some boards down and make it look more finished up, but it's a different look. It's much, much nicer. It's much cleaner looking, especially with the shaker style. It gives you definitely a long-lasting farmhouse appearance.
If I ever do my kitchen over next 20, 30 years, right?
Well, buy an old farmhouse. I mean, you and Ryan can congregate and talk about how they're going to do this.
Ryan's a young guy, not me. I'm way past that stage. I did it once. I did it once in Yardley with an old house, and it was one and done.
Yeah. So, again, when you get into the kitchen, molding's a big part of the kitchen. So, Brad, is there a lot of moldings putting in, a lot of crown molding, light rails that you're putting in to really accent the cabinets that you're putting up?
The shaker style is usually quite basic, so there was only a few moldings. And from doing business for years in the Bucks County area, we've got a collection of knives that are basically, that match all of the people years.
Yeah.
So on a shaker, you might have what they call a SEMA curve crown, and then possibly an OG trim kind of base as a detail. And then sometimes on the shaker, you would add a bead to the face frame, when they would then call it a beaded inset as opposed to just a shaker inset.
All right. Well, we're running out of time here. So again, both of you, thank you very much for your time. And we do appreciate you coming on Your Valuable Home. And you're listening to Your Valuable Home on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Thanks a lot to the both of you. Good luck with the house, Ron. I want to see it when it's done.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is the place to go for 100% waterproof flooring. Save big on Pergo Extreme Flooring, Mohawk Solid Tech, and Revwood Plus Flooring. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets floors are 100% waterproof with an exclusive PED warranty against stains and scratches. That's right. Trust your home to Tom Adams Windows and Carpets and save 15% off waterproof flooring material and installation with up to 24 months interest-free financing. Check us out at TomAdamsWindows.com. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Looking for a home improvement contractor? Look at experience. We've got 30 years under the same name. Very unusual in this business. Look at their strengths. We excel at indoor projects like kitchens and baths, outdoor projects like siding, windows, and doors, even entire additions. We've introduced products for national manufacturers and won awards for our work. Look at who does the work. With VSP, the owner and the foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. Look for fair terms. VSP asks for no more money down than the law allows in this area. Our pricing is never the lowest and usually not the highest. We deliver great value for the money. Looking for a home improvement contractor who will produce what they promise? Look to VSP Home Remodeling. Call Kevin Kennedy at 215-364-3286 or email him at vsphome@verizon.net.
For our host, Kevin Kennedy, call him directly, 215-364-3286.
And we're back listening to Your Valuable Home on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. And Ron, now it's time for the horror story.
What do we got today, Kev?
Well, I tell you, it was one of the previous ones that we talked about on the air several years back. I mean, it was about 6 years ago they had windows done. But we talked about it a couple years ago. And I tell you, we are doing the bathroom now, and we had to pull out some windows. And that was some of the windows that the original contractor
and that
had
was part
installed.
Of the horror story years ago, or
well, yeah, the first horror story was the contractor was hired by these people to do windows, and after they signed contracts, they said, "Listen, it's going to be about 4 or 5 weeks, and I'll get the windows in, and I'm going to install them immediately." So the homeowner said, "Listen, at that point, we're going to go away, and well, if we go away, you can still install the windows." Figured they trusted the guy; they didn't really give him any money, but a small deposit. So they felt confident that when they get home, the windows are going to be installed and all fine.
Mistake number one, right?
Boy, was that a mistake. So this is a horror story we did previously on a show before. But what they had said was that they left for out of town, and they were quite a bit of distance away. It was a 9-day vacation, business vacation that they took. The contractor was installing the windows, said it would probably take about 3-4 days start to finish. Well, the homeowners got done business a lot earlier, so they went home in 7 days. So it's 7 days, you figure, hey, they would be home, the windows would be installed.
And that's where the uh-oh happened, right?
That's where the windows were installed. That was the nice part. The guy was right on target. He said he installed the windows on time at 4 days. But the homeowners got home at that seventh day. Again, being early, figuring that it's going to be 9 days, the contractor, when they got home late at night, was sleeping in the bed with the dog and the kid.
With his dog?
With,
or their dog?
With the contractor's dog. They okay. So they came home, What would you see? I said it was like one of the Goldilocks and the Bears. Hey, you walk up and say, what is going on here? Why is this truck still here at 10 o'clock at night? And let alone they walked upstairs and found the contractor laying in their bed. In their bed.
And what happened after that?
Well, it didn't go well, I can tell you that. But I will tell you this. So the windows were installed. We had them on. We did their kitchen. We've done another bathroom for them. And the windows over that time started to deteriorate. So the windows, again, you're buying bad windows. If you buy bad windows, they're not going to last long.
Right.
So we know that. So as we're doing the bathroom, the second day in the job, we say, listen, why don't we start taking the windows out? Now we have everything ripped out because I didn't want anything damaging the new Marvin windows that we put in. But as we were taking them out, I couldn't believe the amount of caulk that they had around the window to try to stop the leak up against the chimney. So my former Dave, he's ripping it out, and he said, well, at least I know why this was a problem. And I said, what do you mean? She said, well, I was talking to the homeowner, and that window always leaked. Well, number one, if you're going to put a replacement window in, yeah, it's going to have a problem if you're not properly flashing the window, especially in a prone area where waters can drive right into it and leak right into the house.
Right.
So they had injected a massive amount of caulk against the window. I did put it on my Facebook page, the Kevin Kennedy Facebook page, if you want to get an idea. But again, I repost it. But again, that's just a temporary protection. Now, again, putting in the windows, we'll be talking about on the show on how to properly install windows, how to put the rubber, the foam, that you're never going to have to caulk again because it's a better application. But as we're ripping it out, we just kept chatting about it. And I said to the homeowner, I said, well, listen, here's the nice part when I get your new windows in. I assure you of this. And I said, what's the first thing I'm going to insure? And she's like, well, the window's going to last. I said, nope. Well, it's a nice looking window. You did some windows before of the Marvin window. It's pre-finished. And she's going through all this stuff. And I said, no, the first insurance you're going to get is that one of the days when you come home, Dave and I are not going to be sleeping in your bed. She's not going to be like, no, I'm just telling you that. Hey, we won't be doing that. But yeah.
I mean, what were the repercussions of that?
You know what? The husband didn't go into detail exactly what he did, but he wasn't very happy coming home.
I can't imagine.
You have a dirty, stinky contractor laying in your bed, your sheets.
And whose kid was with him?
The child of the contractor. Apparently there was an issue that he was going through a divorce, and the ex-wife.
So he just assumed that he could use their house.
Yeah, isn't that what you're supposed to do? But yeah, that was a great horror story. We got a lot of people calling.
Every time you think you've heard it all, there's always something else that creeps in.
I'm sure we've topped it, seen it, heard it. But anybody that wants to try to top some of the horror stories that we had over the past 7 years on Your Valuable Home, please bring it on. I'd love to hear these good stories.
Yeah, if you've got a horror story, let us know about it. Call Kevin at
215-364-3286 or Kevin at yourvaluablehome.net. There's a good way to get on the show. We can do it. But I tell you, when you hear things,
and they don't have to be on the show. You can just relate the horror story to Kevin, and we'll put it out there so somebody else doesn't have the same problem.
But think about this: you're interviewing a contractor, and you say, "Hey, listen, you're installing the windows, and we talked about an installation method of application." But how many homeowners are going to say to the contractor, "Hey, listen, you're not going to be sleeping in my bed when I'm not here, are you?" Is that a criteria? I'm sure nobody's ever really asked a contractor that. But it's something that you need
it's to not going to it's not something you're going to ask in an interview when you're comparing contractors, right?
You figured it'd never be asked. Well, these people should have asked that guy sleeping in his bed when he got back. My wife will tell you, boy, that would freak me out. I'd be burning the sheets.
Did they pay him? Did they hold some money back? What'd they do?
Again, never got into that. But it's just strange that the guy that did the windows if you have that job or that contractor staying at your house, first thing in my mind is thinking, hey, were the windows installed correctly? If this guy's living here, how's his life in order, let alone putting his job in order, because we paid him to do a job. And now we found out how bad the window job it really was.
Is this a case where they put up a lot of front money too?
No, it was a small deposit.
It was a small deposit.
They I know they paid enough of it. I don't know if they paid him in full. I never really got to that. I couldn't stop laughing to the point where they told me the contractor was sleeping in the bed when they came home that night. They surprised them. Yeah, the dog, the child, the contractor, all sleeping up in the bed. It was, yeah. And the homeowner himself, she is a very...
So he had the kid. He must have had the kid with him all day.
Yep.
And the kid wasn't going to school?
No, this was summertime when the windows were installed.
Summertime, okay.
So the windows were installed, but we're in the process of starting to take the windows out. Again, when you buy bad windows and you buy inferior windows, they're not going to last that long. So they got 6 to 7 years. We've been starting the process of taking them up.
Because they vinyl or what?
They're vinyl windows. Mm-hmm. The seal failure happened. The locks have all failed. Remember I talked about, and through the shows throughout the years, properly installing a window when they're installed correctly, they're going to at least be tight. Well, you could see gaps around the window from the sash to the frame. So if you're having these gaps because they're not leveled correctly from the beginning, it just gets worse as the years goes by. So that's why you said when you buy a really good window, chances are you're not going to have these problems.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I still laugh at every time I think about it that, you know, when people say, listen, what's the worst horror story you've ever heard? And believe me, we definitely
have. They just keep getting better or getting worse.
Well, yeah, either way, you're going to look. I mean, most of the horror stories we do get, they are about windows. But I really like to hear something more on the detail of what the contractor did. I mean, with the horror stories, yes, some are funny. Some are, I can't believe it happened. I feel bad for the homeowner. But this one definitely is a point where when you have a contractor sleeping in your bed at night when you're not there. So
this could make the Horror Story Hall of Fame.
No, we definitely had a few more throughout the years that were definitely they were better. But it's just, I don't know, I'm still skeeved out about it just thinking about somebody sleeping in my bed after installing some windows. But again, when you look at the entire job that he'd done, again, everybody's happy right when they're done. They got the guy out of the house. The windows are installed. They're performing better than the windows that were existing. But the problems that had caused over that 7 years, you had window leaking. And again, it was smaller. But if you have these bigger window leaks, it's just going to exacerbate. And you're thinking you get a good job, but it really didn't. So you really have to trust on who you're going to get installed.
It's uncomfortable. It costs energy, right?
And
your bills go up.
The bills go up, and it's a problem. And you got to you have to rectify it again. So let's not have that happen. And everybody, you're listening to Your Valuable Home here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is the place to go for 100% waterproof flooring. Save big on Pergo Extreme Flooring, Mohawk Solid Tech, and Revwood Plus Flooring. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets floors are 100% waterproof with an exclusive pet warranty against stains and scratches. That's right. Trust your home to Tom Adams Windows and Carpets and save 15% off waterproof flooring material and installation with up to 24 months interest-free financing. Check us out at TomAdamsWindows.com. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Welcome home. This is Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
All right, Ron, now it's time for our college of the day. What do we got going on today?
We got one of our favorite people on the show again, Rob Barufkin. He's a sales manager at Tom Adams Windows and Carpets, who happens to be our sponsor. But Rob is a fountainhead of information on windows, doors, carpeting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, Rob, how are you? Welcome to the show. It's the first show on, second show, actually, on 1210.
Well, thank you, Ron. Thanks, Kevin, for having me on.
Yeah, looking
forward to it. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, and thank you to Tom Adams for allowing this to happen.
Well, it's a great opportunity for both of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You got a great show, and we want to make sure it keeps continuing.
So let's talk windows and doors. So when somebody comes into to your showroom or whatever, if you go out to a house, whatever, and they ask you what makes for a quality window and what makes for quality window installation, how would you respond to that?
Well, first of all, it's a question we do get asked a lot. At Tom Adams, we do not run with just one manufacturer or one type of window. We sell six different windows. We believe that there's not one window that will fit all the needs of the customer. But the most important question is what makes a quality window? Most of our customers are about quality. They're wanting a better product. They want I call it a forever product. You know, with the cost of windows rising and rising, you know, he wants something they're going to replace every 5-10 years. He wants something that's going to be forever.
Yeah, I would. I would. No doubt about it.
The question is, what makes a quality window? Honestly, a quality manufacturer. That's where it starts with. You know, we were fortunate that, you know, last week our owner went down to Atlanta. We won a national award winning for Window and Door Magazine for best customer service nationally.
And congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations on that, yeah.
They only have 5 winners in different categories throughout the whole nation, and this is the second time we've won in 3 years. 2 years ago, we won for best installation, and this year we won for best customer service. So we take a lot of pride in that. And honestly, I got to take my hat off to our manufacturers. There's certain manufacturers that we do business with, Marvin, Provia, Thermal, you know, the three of them are just a high quality manufacturer. Not to say our others are not, but these guys, it's their culture. It's the way they run their business. It's the way they inspect everything. So again, it starts off with a great great manufacturer.
Well, Rob, when a lot of people come talk to me about windows, you know, what are some of the things that Tom Adams can tell our listeners on how you can tell a good quality window?
What are some of the things to look for?
You got to be able to see something physical that should really make it pop out.
Yeah, it's right. I mean, to the average person, look, how many times has a person replaced windows? What, once in their lifetime, maybe twice in their lifetime? So just by looking at it, they're novices. They're not going to see the differences of the window. A lot of it is from the thickness of the vinyl. If you're doing a vinyl window, the thickness. There's a lot of thin windows out there that don't have a lot of chambers. And no offense, they're subject to, you know, the sun beating down on them and twisting and turning and getting out of shape. You know, you got to start with a great product, which is a much thicker vinyl window with lots of chambers. And these chambers should be insulated.
What do you mean by chambers? They're like cells inside the vinyl?
Correct. It's almost like when you're making a building, you're doing an I-beam. You're not doing a solid beam. It's an I-beam.
Got it.
And just the way it's manufactured is made in such a way to handle the strength. A lot of areas also, there's certain weak points in any window, whether it be vinyl, wood, whatever, is the where the locking mechanisms are. You know, you want something that's going to strong hold the locking mechanisms, keep the windows tight, square. And what Ferrovia does and Thermal does is they put a fiberglass reinforced beam in both the top and bottom sash where they meet. So one thing is, you know, for safety reasons, no one's going to pry a lock off or just kind of push a window down and make a lock pop off or break. By doing this, you have a much more secure window, a much stronger window, and it does not, the elements doesn't bother it, the sun doesn't bother it. It's just a window that's going to be there for a lifetime warranty. And that's the next thing is every manufacturer, which to me, I don't understand it, has a lifetime manufacturer's warranty. Even the cheapest windows out there, they claim a lifetime. But the next thing is all the outs that they have. You know, they say lifetime, but it shouldn't be, you know, shouldn't be in the elements. It shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. Shouldn't do this. There's so many requirements and outs, as I call it, that the warranty doesn't mean anything. So for a person really looking in a window, look at the warranties. Like Pervia, for example, has a great warranty. There's a lifetime warranty and even a glass breakage warranty. If that glass breaks or gets foggy for any reason, it's replaced.
They will stand up for it.
But what if kids are in the backyard, you're playing some baseball, ball goes through the window, and you just had the window installed approximately a year and a half ago. Would Pervia cover that also?
Yes, they do.
They do?
Yes, they
Even if it's on you?
Absolutely.
How about that?
I kind of joke around. I tell people, if your neighbor chips a golf ball and breaks the glass, Pervia will replace it. And Tom Adams, we enhance the warranty with a labor warranty that even though you get the glass for free, you still got to get it installed. Will come out for free for the first 10 years, 100%, and replace it.
You know, Rob's talking about me. That was me chipping my ball to my neighbor. So I put it through the windows. Rob, can you help me out here? You're a customer. I just put a... So, yeah, they do a great job with it. I know it's a couple instances where Pervia had the, I guess it was a seal failure, and boy, they were on top of it. They do a phenomenal job because I personally had experienced it with it. And the Pervia door, same thing. It just, they cover everything from head to toe. And you're right about the warranty. People need to know about a warranty. Just a lifetime warranty doesn't mean, hey, you're good. You can do anything with it. There's more detail into it. And that's what I like about Tom Adams, how they explain about the warranty more in the detail than somebody just trying to push it over and say, yeah, it's lifetime. Don't worry about it.
Well, that comes down to the quality of the company you're dealing with, too. Like the ones that you mentioned, they're going to be there, right?
Correct. And that's because your original question, what makes a quality window? It starts with a quality company.
Right.
It starts with their culture. Look, the Pervia company is a Amish Mennonite company that is, their morals are at the highest. I joke around about, I had a lady who had a Pervia patio door, and she has three kids that are, every time they come in our showroom, I worry because they're going to break something because they're always running around. And she came in and she was almost in tears saying that her Pervia sliding patio door glass broke. And, you know, I said, well, which one of these little kids did it? You know, and she's like, oh, no, a bird flew in and broke it.
A bird?
Yeah, that's what I said. I wasn't sure.
That's a big bird.
Was it in shape of a football?
I don't know. I said it must be a vulture. I mean, but anyway, we, you know, doesn't make a difference if the kids did it or if a bird did it. Pervia replaced it.
They will cover it.
Yeah, in the first 10 years, as part of our warranty, we replaced it. But no charge to her.
Well, you know, so I also thought about another thing is where when people talk about vinyl windows, that lifetime warranty, How long is that company going to be around?
Well, that's the point I just made, yeah. If the company's not going to be around, and I've been down that road.
So thinking about 10 years, how many vinyl window manufacturers have been out of business when they started up within 10 years?
Well, we've had two companies that were in business for over 64 years that went out of business the last recession that hit about 10 years ago. And when they're gone, their warranties are gone.
Their warranties are gone, yep. Yeah, I had that happen with the windows in my house. The company went out of business. The warranty is useless, basically. You can, you know, frame it, put it on your wall, and look at it every day. But that's about all it's going to do for you, right? Yep.
But then it's time to replace the windows at that point. But here's the thing I always let people know. When you get an inferior window, you're going to have to replace that window in 5 to 7 years again. So let's put the numbers together. So let's look at long term. Because when you do these windows, Rob, as you understand it, you want to do it once. This is it. No more. So if you want to put the inexpensive window in and replace it in 5 years down the line, that's what you're going to get. So why not put the better window in right off the top so you're done?
And it's not only just, you know, in making the window, you have other things you got to consider. The U factor, which is the insulation factor of the window, air infiltration, you know. Who wants to replace a window and then next winter watch the curtains move when the windows are shut? That happens on inexpensive windows. That's why they're inexpensive. And, you know, we have customers that come to us that say, hey, look, do you have a window that you can install for $200-$300? And we say, look, if I had a window installed for $200-$300, I wouldn't do it because it's not a window. It's just not going to hold up to to your house, keep it insulated, keep it warm, you know, in the winter, keep it cold, you know, when the air conditioner is working in the summer. It's just not the right thing to use.
Well, the U-factor is a big deal, right? I know that with because you guys put Marvin windows in my house a couple of years back. And, boy, I'll tell you, I have experienced a huge drop in utility bills between that and putting in all LED bulbs. I'm half of where I was before.
And your window's going to last for another 30, 40 years from now. So that's the nice part about putting a better window in.
Yeah, but putting a better window, you're going to get a better U-factor. You're going to get more insulation. You're going to get a window that's much tighter. There's so much attributes to it. It increases the value of your home. Most people that end up buying a less expensive window, and look, not everybody can buy, I call the Cadillac or Mercedes in the world, but, you know, most people that are buying a less expensive window are doing things like house flipping. All they want to do is clean my house up, let me put it in. Well, are you really helping the next homeowner? Not really.
No, let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about that. Somebody's got a rental property. What would you recommend? Probably not top-end Marvins, right?
No, I wouldn't do top-end Marvins, but I would do a much better product. I would do, you know, somewhere in the middle, a good quality window that's going to be there. Because, look, it's a rental property.
Right.
You know, the people that are the rentals, how often are they going to clean it? How often are they going to take care of it? You know, are they going to open and shut it correctly? Are they going to make sure they take care of it? Probably not. Now, to some people, then they're going to use the cheapest window possible because they really don't care. You know, they don't care about, you know, if it's insulated or not. They don't care if it's cold, if the heat has to go on, because, you know, most rentals, you know, the homeowner's paying for the heat and the air conditioning. So some people just don't care. A better property owner is going to want a better product because it's something he can sell and maybe even get a little bit more for. You know, it's a nicer property.
Yeah.
And the best thing about a good insulated window, and everybody forgets about this, how much peace of mind you're going to get from the outside because it's so quiet. You don't hear your neighbors.
And, you know, Rob, you don't hear your neighbors, and you don't feel the breezes either.
Absolutely. And that's what we're going to be talking about a little bit more. So, Rob, we're going to take a break. And, everybody, you're listening to Your Valuable Home on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is the place to go for 100% waterproof flooring. Save big on Pergo Extreme Flooring, Mohawk Solid Tech, and Revwood Plus Flooring. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets floors are 100% waterproof with an exclusive PET warranty against stains and scratches. That's right. Trust your home to Tom Adams Windows and Carpets and save 15% off waterproof flooring material and installation with up to 24 months interest-free financing. Check us out at TomAdamsWindows.com. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Looking for a home improvement contractor? Look at experience. We've got 30 years under the same name. Very unusual in this business. Look at their strengths. We excel at indoor projects like kitchens and baths, outdoor projects like siding, windows, and doors, even entire editions. We've introduced products for national manufacturers and won awards for our work. Look at who does the work. With VSP, the owner and the foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. Look for fair terms. VSP asks for no more money down than the law allows in this area. Our pricing is never the lowest and usually not the highest. We deliver great value for the money. Looking for a home improvement contractor who will produce what they promise? Look to VSP Home Remodeling. Call Kevin Kennedy at 215-364-3286 or email him at vsphome@verizon.net.
If you're starting a home project, let your valuable home help you avoid the pitfalls of a bad decision. Now back to Ron Milk and contractor Kevin Kennedy.
We're back listening to Your Valuable Home on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm contractor Kevin Kennedy, the host with...
And I'm Ron Milk, co-host, and we've got on the air with us, we've got Rob Barufkin, who is the sales manager at our sponsor, Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. And Rob, we're talking about windows, and why don't we segue right into what makes quality window installation?
Well, again, you're asking all the right questions. Installation, honestly, starts with good workmanship. Again, we're an award-winning company because we want only the better workmanships out there, the better workers out there. When we have an installation team, usually there's either a master craftsman or a certified installer with that team at all times that has, 10 years, if not more, experience in the products that they're doing, from installation of a window, a door, or whatever product, siding. We want to make sure it's the right people and they're trained correctly. A lot of times everybody's always trying to beat a price. And when you do that, really, what are you going to get? Somebody with a van, a screw gun, maybe a caulk gun, and saying, I could do a window.
And a handshake.
Yeah, a lot of people can do that. The problem is that when they're either calling the show for the horror story because these people aren't around anymore.
Oh.
So, and that's what, at least you look at Tom Adams. They have four locations. They're been around for 60-plus years in business. That's saying something for any window manufacturer or company that's selling them.
Well, we found out that the average retail store in windows is out of business in 7 years.
Is that true? Wow.
Yeah. We've kind of done our little thing to try to figure out, even with us. I mean, look, we still have the same phone number we had since 1955. And again, and we use the phone book as a guideline every year. Well, not anymore.
Phone book.
It was a phone book. But we'd use the phone book as a guideline to find out. But every 7 years, we'd find people that were out of business. And it's crazy, and the person that loses is the homeowner, because they got a problem, they have an issue, and in 7 years, you still, as a retailer like us, we need to be there for our customer, and that's the most important thing. So if they do have an issue, a question, a problem, a glass breaks, we can be there to replace it, and have a service department that does their job well.
Talking about the last segment, one of the things I did want to mention is that when people are saying, hey, listen, I'm going to be moving in 5 years, why would I want to put a very good window in?
That's a good question.
So 5 to 7 years, I said, well, it's really easy to answer. In 5 to 7 years, that cheap window you purchased is going to look old.
Going to deteriorate.
So how are you going to sell your house saying, hey, I put new windows in because they look new? They're not going to look new. And you cannot sell it that way. So that's why don't spend more of the dollars in the beginning. I said, take that cost you would amortize between a $300 window to a $500 window. The window, the $500 is going to look brand new in 7 years.
Well, Rob, what would be your rule of thumb if somebody's got that comparison going on, or maybe a more expensive window, how much of it could you get back when you sell your house in terms of percentage?
Well, they claim, according to the real estate offices, residual value of replacement windows is between 70% and 77%.
That's pretty high.
That's a lot.
But it would drop if you put a cheaper window in. It's going to drop, isn't it?
Yeah, you're going to be down to maybe 30, if that. So you're going to get the value back. And plus, the fact is, when you sell your house, if it's only 5 to 7 years, you got to remember, like even with our manufacturers, the better windows have a transferable warranty. So now the next homeowner can have that warranty. The less expensive windows don't have them. They don't have transferable warranties. So if I'm buying a house, and I'm buying a house from a homeowner that bought a better window, I'll know it's a better window, first of all, probably by the manufacturer and the type of window it is. Second of all, I'll look at the warranty, and it's transferable, so now that warranty comes to me. So God forbid that glass does break, 8 years later, and I've only been owning the house for 1 year, I still have 100% coverage.
That's a good question to ask. That's an excellent question to ask if you're a residential real estate investor. Who made the windows? Is there a transferable warranty on those windows? Right? Yeah. Because that's a big expense. Could be a huge expense for somebody.
Expense. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, we're in business because we replace, I call, builder windows. You know, a builder's job is to build a house that's a nice house, a good house, but also they're trying to get as much house as they can for the least amount of money for the homeowner so they can afford to get in there. And no offense, windows are forgotten about. They really are.
Until they got to be replaced, and you get the big expense.
Absolutely. Most of the windows that we replace are, you know, are still original builder windows. Look, I have a house that's 20 years old. When I bought my house, and I'm not going to mention the builder, they're metal, double glass insulated windows. And I live in Bluebell, and I live very close to the Bluebell Airport. And every morning, I got up, not with an alarm clock, with the planes getting out. We got rid of all those metal windows and put our new vinyl windows in. And you know, now we're talking 10 years ago, or almost 15 years ago, I guess, replaced it. And I still don't hear the planes.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
Thing.
It does
oh,
make
absolutely.
A difference. Absolutely makes a difference.
And everything went down. And don't forget, that was 15 years ago. Technology is so much better now. When I got my windows 15 years ago, if you had a 0.30 U factor, you were hitting a good job. Now U factors are down to 0.22. So you're talking 30, 40% more efficiency in windows from 15 years ago. Technology just keeps making the product better and better.
Yeah, I'm looking at Kevin. That's about where I am, right? With the windows you put in for me.
Think of this.
Huge difference.
Technology is one thing, but also window installation is better. You know, Tom Adams is one of these awards because they're good at what they do. But if you don't have that window installation, whether it's a great window, a cheap window, if you install it incorrectly, you're going to hear that sound. I always tell people this. When it comes to that sound, when you're really hearing an inexpensive window, the reason why that sound's coming is because you have air, water, and sound are all the same thing. If you have air leaking in, you're having sound leaking in. So it's going to be a lot more noticeable when the garbage men drive by it at 6 in the morning on Saturday when you're trying to sleep. This is all part of it.
Oh, it has been for me. I mean, wind coming in the sides of the windows and the sound and everything. And my floors, too. My floors before were taking a beating because I have all hardwood floors.
Right, with the glass.
With the low...
With the sun degradation.
And now it's a whole different ballgame.
Well, Rob, over the years, for the last... You talked about technology. How much have you seen the window glass technology improve over the past 10 years?
Oh, my God. Tremendously. At one time, the only way you really were going to get a high-efficiency window is by using what they used to call triple-pane glass.
Triple pane?
Yeah, okay. Where there's three levels of glass, and you would have two coats of low E on a combination of the three. The only problem is with triple pane glass is you now have twice the opportunity for glass failure in what we call, you know, air in between the panes of the glass, which if any moisture gets in, turns your glass foggy. You also have one-third the more weight in your sashes, which now means you have to have stronger balances so the windows don't keep sliding up and down. So much changes in that. Now you can do a double pane glass with still two coats of low E and be as efficient as a 10-year-old triple pane glass and honestly be less money.
Technological improvements, yeah.
Yeah, because you don't have three panes of glass. So technology alone has just made the window less expensive, more efficient, and less headaches.
That's what you're pretty much looking for, isn't it? To have all those wrapped into one.
To me, windows and a couple other things around the house are a one and done. You don't want to do them twice.
Right.
Yeah,
I hate to say that. But, Rob, I really, again, thank you for supporting the show for the past 6 years, going into our seventh year.
That's a heartfelt thanks, Rob.
And to you and Glenn and all the Adams for sticking with us. And we do appreciate the time you do spend us here at Your Valuable Home.
Well, we appreciate the show you put on. It's great. It's informative. And, we need more listeners.
That's what we're looking for. And, Rob, thanks again for doing this. Thanks again. And you're listening to Your Valuable Home on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm contractor Kevin Kennedy.
As always, we've had a great week. We want to say goodbye, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Have a good night.
Thanks for listening to Your Valuable Home, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Kraus at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.